Today is Tuesday, December 17th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Say It Now Day. It's also Wright Brothers Day. The Wright Brothers who invented flight, maybe first airplane, something like that. And last but not least, it is National Maple Syrup Day. Do you say syrup? 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 How do you say it? I say syrup, I think. Now that I'm thinking about it, I don't really know, to be honest, but that's what I think. Let's talk a little bit about AI. I don't know why, but let's do it. Here's my problem. And I'm going to get some backlash on this. I understand. But I'm on prescription drugs and I'm in therapy once a week. I'm trying to be less of a people pleaser. So I'm going to tell you guys how I feel about something. I saw a bunch of stuff on the Blue Sky. By the way, I'm trying out Blue Sky. If you want to follow me, look for me. I'm not really sure what you say on Blue Sky. It's a big, long thing, right? It's adamburnsuk.blisky or whatever. I don't know. But I don't think it's abbreviated or something. I don't know. I'm thinking about completely closing my X account. The problem is there is at least one X account that I use for medicinal purposes. And they are not on Blue Sky. And so it's really good. It's really good medicine. And other than that, I would completely get rid of it because everyone else has gone away. I feel like the numbers now on Blue Sky are good. Everyone from Pride 48 that I want to follow is over there, and I can just get Daniel off my back. Anyway, AI, I saw on Blue Sky. I'm getting off track here. Somebody says, oh my God, I hate that AI is just plagiarizing everything from people who really have talent, and companies are using this and taking the whatever out of the whatever in the hands of and the mouths of and blah, blah, blah. I know I'm not. It's basically people saying that AI is just plagiarizing stuff and et cetera. But here is my thought, and it is not plagiarism, and I'll tell you why. Because everyone who is creative, I'm a trumpet player. And I base my trumpet playing off of people who I'm emulating. Nobody has every artist, musicians, singers, you are basing, even people who write songs and write music and paint and do other things, it's mostly in music, but anyway, regardless, they do compare one artist to the other and say, oh, these brush strokes are inspired by blah or whatever. But in music, there are all kinds of things where they will borrow from or take inspiration from certain melodies, etc. That's the same thing that AI is doing. The difference is AI computers are able to remember everything the minute that they see them. And so, yes, it gives them an advantage over humans because, we can't ingest all of art ever and then, do that. But what it allows us to do, think about it, I can't afford, as a podcaster, I cannot afford to pay an artist to draw album art for me. And I don't have time. This is a hobby. I don't have time to do album art for every single episode. And so me using AI art allows my listeners to have a better podcast product. I mean, let's say if I had a YouTube channel and I was doing thumbnails or whatever, but it's regardless, because nobody sees the album art. But now I'm a musician and they are making there is AI making music, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I think it's just another tool that we use. Musicians will still exist. The thing is, automation is always okay until it comes for your job or your line of work, because it makes more productivity, et cetera. If you can use it and it's not, but for me, I've been in automation and AI is just a form of automation in my mind. I have been in automation my entire career. And I want to tell you guys, like, AI may remove programming jobs. It likely will. But I just think of all the benefits that there could be with agents that can help us do things and make us more productive. And we can, it's going to be so much better than Siri and Alexa and everything, because you could talk to it. And it will allow, and artists will be able to do more, because they'll be able to maybe start with a AI art and then go in and edit that and do things. There's just all of these things. And I just feel like saying that all of these folks should be paid or whatever is kind of ridiculous, because all of these things are publicly accessible and we can do that ourselves. We could go and see a piece of art and be inspired by it. And anyway, that's just how I feel. I know a lot of people disagree with me. I'm going to hear from some folks, but I just want to say there's AI music generation, and I still have this opinion. They are coding. AI is coding now, and I still feel this way. I want to get a job as a developer, and yet AI now is coding, and so that could take a job away from me. I can still be creative, and AI can still create music as well. I think both of those things can exist. So that's my opinion. There you go. Praise the Lord. We do have, I'm trying to think, we have a voicemail. So I'm going to play it. You know what? I'm going to play it. Let's do it. Here we go.
Adam, it's Scotty, your Aussie battler.
Hey, Scotty.
I'm so confused. There seems to be so many contact numbers for you and...
Contact
some
numbers?
Some are text messages and some are voice messages and... I don't know. Anyway, I hope this number works. But listen, so Kathy Bacon's little bacon bits has bought a Toyota Crown. Now... At first, I thought she was just pulling my leg, because Toyota Crowns are like Japanese taxis from the 1980s.
I don't know. I've never.
I don't know. America is pretty weird.
I had never
surprised me
heard of that.
You had a Toyota Crown in America. Maybe it's just like a Toyota Camry.
I looked it up.
Anyway, and then I heard they were $50,000, and not Australian dollars, U.S. dollars.
Yeah.
She's like just out of high school.
Oh.
She's like a 17 or 18 year old.
I don't know.
And she's bought a $50,000 car. is this like April Fool's Day, but like 6 or 7 months later? Anyway, I don't know what's going on, but I know that you and her are tight buddies and you text and chat all the time.
Me and Bacon Bits, or me and Kathy
than when
Bacon?
You see her in real life and ignore her. Yeah. But I don't know. Is this such a car, Toyota Crown, and are they 50,000 US dollars? Which, by the way, is like 75,000 Australian dollars. Okay, it's just crazy. I don't know what's going on. Okay, thank you. Right, bye. See you later. I'm driving home from church Sunday, the 15th of December. Bye, bye, bye. I know you don't like long phone calls because you've got heaps of quality content.
I'm okay with long phone calls. It's all right. You have the internet, right? I just want to make sure, and I just said, dang it. You have the internet, so I assume you looked it up. I had not heard of this before Kathy Bacon mentioned it on her podcast. By the way, listeners, Scotty and I both know this lady called Kathy Bacon. Well, her online persona is Kathy Bacon. She has a podcast and we both listen to it, etc. Anyway, if anyone didn't know that. Toyota Crown. I had not heard of one until she mentioned it. I just Googled it. I had Googled it before, but I didn't remember. So I'm Googling it freshly for you. It says $41,440. And they're not bad looking, but I had never heard of it. And I don't like that name. I don't. Toyota Crown sounds like a grandma car. This car looks sporty. I like it, but actually, there's this browny orangey color that I never thought I would like. I guess because I'm old now. I like it. It's kind of metallic looking, kind of a bronze. Maybe they call it bronze. That could orangey, browny, goldy. Yeah, bronze. Hello. It's a bronze color. But anyway, so yes, I think it exists, unless Google is lying to me. But I had never heard of it. It's not a Camry. Camry still exists, as far as I know. Oh, goodness. I said it again. So I'll finish the weekend real quick because we just have a minute. So for the weekend, we went to that Italian restaurant Saturday night, got up Sunday morning, did three services, picked up McDonald's because I'm so busy. Cooking is such a problem. And then we watched Lost. I needed to edit the mix, which is currently rendering right now as I record this, but I was so tired. And anyway, so I didn't watch Lost and then went to my evening performance at church. And then I'll tell you guys about how that, my opinion of that, although I may share a longer version of that on one of my other two podcasts, but I'll talk about it a little bit, how my, the, I think I told you guys about the, I don't know, did I? About the lesbian testimony? I don't know. For more information, you can go to geekygay.com episodes. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.